Manu Patra alerts dated the 10th of January 2020. Supreme Court has stayed the order passed by National Company Law Appellate Tribunal reinstating Mistry as Executive Chairman. The court also issued notice to Mistry and summoned him to answer questions raised by Tata's lawyer in a petition filed against the NCLAT order. Supreme Court has sought Uttar Pradesh government's reply on a bail plea of a journalist arrested under the stringent UP Gangsters and Anti-Social Activities Prevention Act, 1986 for alleged blackmailing and extortion of Noida police officials. The top court asked the Allahabad High Court to proceed with a similar plea before it concerning the bail of journalist and decide the issue expeditiously. Delhi High Court has refused to entertain a plea seeking directions for removal of demonstrators protesting the Citizenship Amendment Act 2019 at Shaheen Bagh in order to clear road blockages that are causing traffic congestions at the DND route. Supreme Court has directed the Jammu and Kashmir administration to review all orders of restrictions imposed in Jammu and Kashmir after the abrogation of the state's special status within a week. The court has stated that indefinite suspension of internet is not permissible and repeated orders under Section 144 of the Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973 would amount to abuse of power. Supreme Court has held that a gross mistake has been made by framers of Juvenile Justice, Care and Protection of Children, Act, 2015 that allows a juvenile to evade being treated as an adult in grave offenses such as homicide not amounting to murder as such crimes do not carry a minimum sentence. Supreme Court has rejected the applicability of writ of habeas corpus to locate an elephant. The court further observed that the writ of habeas corpus was generally used to locate the whereabouts of a person in illegal detention and could not be applied to animals. Supreme Court has directed a probe by a special investigation team against Bharatiya Janata Party member of Legislative Assembly from Arunachal Pradesh Gaurav Podang for allegedly raping a doctor. The court has also ordered the state government to provide her with protection after she claimed that there was a threat to her life. Supreme Court has said that the time has come to calculate environmental cost of trees by taking into account the volume of oxygen they contribute to the atmosphere in their lifetime on the issue of felling trees for construction of roads, rails and other projects. Delhi High Court has asked the Chief Minister, Arvind Kejriwal, to make general remarks that do not point a finger with regards to his bribery-related remarks during the Goa election campaign in 2017. The court said that such remarks were specific imputations which were not appropriate. Delhi High Court has directed the Tihar Jail authorities to facilitate medical treatment to jailed Bhim Army Chief Chandrasekhar Azad, who is suffering from a blood thickening disorder at All India Institute of Medical Sciences where he is already undergoing treatment. Delhi High Court has held that the show cause notice, SCN, is to be quashed where it was possible on behalf of the adjudicating authority to adjudicate within the period of limitation. Karnataka High Court has observed that financial stringency would not justify the non-remittance of tax deducted at source to the government as it would amount to the utilization of money payable to the appropriate government. Delhi High Court is directed to reopen the Goods and Service Tax portal for one-time revised TRAN-1 to enable the petitioner to claim transitional credit of service tax paid on advance in terms of Clause C of Subsection 11 of Section 142 of the Central Goods and Services Tax Act, 2017. Delhi High Court has held that the period of limitation under Section 150 of the Income Tax Act, 1961 would be considered from the date of order of appeal to Commissioner of Income Tax. Madras High Court has held that the recovery of social welfare surcharge cannot be done by making debit from the value of the scripts produced by the petitioner while making liable the petitioner to pay appropriate social welfare surcharge held. Punjab and Haryana High Court has directed all family courts in the state to insist on affidavit of assets, income and expenditure in all matrimonial cases, to avoid unnecessary burden on wives seeking maintenance. Bombay High Court has issued several directions to all the principal district and sessions judges in the state in regards to punctuality and prompt uploading of judgments, after certain irregularities were observed while inspection of subordinate courts was being conducted. Delhi High Court has held that if a person is in coma, only the spouse or the children of that person can be appointed as a legal guardian, who would also have to disclose the details of the assets held by such patient. Securities and Exchange Board of India has refused to tweak its new regulations on margin requirements, giving the bourses a month for implementation of the new monitoring mechanism. The board has also directed exchanges to implement a framework to monitor margins maintained by clients for intraday trades, in both the derivatives as well as cash segments. Securities and Exchange Board of India has come out with guidelines for entities for operating as investment advisors in International Financial Services Center, under which such advisors need to have a net worth of at least $1.5 million. Appellate Authority of Advance Ruling has upheld the decision taken by the Authority of Advance Ruling West Bengal that Goods and Services Tax Exemption Notification is not applicable to the appellant's service of loading, unloading, etc. of the cargo of yellow peas imported from foreign markets at the port of entry. Customs, Excise and Service Tax Appellate Tribunal Mumbai has set aside the order of the Commissioner of Appeals stating that show cause notice issued after expiry of 5 years would be barred by limitation. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, Pune has ruled that the benefit of the tax deducted at source should be given for assessment year for which corresponding income is assessable. National Green Tribunal has asked Reliance Jio to pay a compensation of fine of 10 lakhs rupees for illegal cutting of trees in Kurnool district of Andhra Pradesh for laying underground optic fiber lines.